Now I'd like to bring up one of Dorcas's good friends, May, so that we can hear some of her thoughts. May, will you come up now?
Dorcas and I met at a church in Kampala during our college years, but we got close when we met in Houston over 10 years ago. We became sisters, and our hearts were knit together forever. Our last meal together was the day after Christmas, when the whole family came to our house for a potluck, and Isaac made us a fruit pie. If only I had treasured those moments even more. I spoke to both her and Isaac for the last time on Tuesday that tragic week. Dorcas was a wonderful human being. She loved life, she loved people, she loved her husband, and she loved her children. She was an extremely wise woman who listened intently when you spoke to her, and when she responded, you knew you were getting pearls of wisdom. She knew how to interact with everyone she met, regardless of status, race, religion, or personality. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22, the Apostle Paul said, "To the weak I became weak in order to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that I may by every possible means save some." Dorcas became all things to all people for the sake of the gospel. Dorcas had a sense of humor. When she entered the room, she brightened it up. Whenever she talked, even about difficult or painful topics, she always described things in such a way that made all in the room laugh. Her smile was like none other. She had dreams and hopes. Whenever we talked about our careers that we had put on hold while we were raising our beloved children, she said, "It's just a matter of time. We will go back to school and do all the things we ever dreamed of." And we started on that school journey together. My sister and my friend was priceless. And though I will miss her greatly, I know that we shall meet again in a place where there'll be no more death, no more sorrow, and no more pain. Every tear will be wiped away. In that glorious place, I truly hope my mansion will be next to hers. Thank you.